Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 1, the verses 10 to 18. Listen to the Lord, you leaders of Sodom. Listen to the law of our God, people of Gomorrah. What makes you think I want all your sacrifices, says the Lord? I am sick of your burnt offerings of rams and the fat of fattened cattle. I get no pleasure from the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to worship me, who asked you to parade through my courts with all your ceremony? Stop bringing me your meaningless gifts. The incense of your offerings disgusts me. As for your celebrations of the new moon and the Sabbath and your special days of fasting, they are all sinful and false. I want no more of your pious meetings. I hate your new moon celebrations and your annual festivals. They are a burden to me. I cannot stand them. When you lift up your hands in prayer, I will not look. Though you offer many prayers, I will not listen, for your hands are covered with the blood of innocent victims. Wash yourselves and be clean. Get your sins out of my sight. Give up your evil ways. Learn to do good. Seek justice. Help the oppressed. Defend the cause of orphans. Fight for the rights of widows. Come now, let's settle this, says the Lord. Though your sins are like scarlet, I will make them as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, I will make them as white as wool. Reflect with me, dear friends, on the theme, the prophetic challenge beyond rituals to true worship. Scandals, the dark underbelly of human experience, are no strangers to churches. When scandal engulfs a faith community, the wounds run deep, slicing through the trust that binds congregants together. It is more profound than the misdeeds of politicians or celebrities. It is a betrayal that reverberates through the entire congregation. Scandal isn't solely about sexual misconduct. It is equally scandalous when a church fails to acknowledge the suffering within its walls. When a tiny minority live in affluence, both in the church and in the world, while most of the people live in abject poverty and are denied rights to the commonwealth of the institution or nation state, that is scandalous. In the case of a church environment, worship becomes a struggle where trust has crumbled. Dear friends, Isaiah 1, 10 to 18, often overlooked as an ancient text, is a poignant example of divine anger directed at empty rituals. It challenges us to listen, not deflect, and to re-evaluate our beliefs. What do our hymns sound like to the destitute? Do our prayers stir anger in those who struggle to feed their children? Does the hope we preach ring hollow to children who don't feel safe at home? God's anger echoes the pain of those we overlook. It calls us out on our inaction urging us to stand up for the oppressed and speak for the powerless. If we allow ourselves to be judged, worship can regain its true purpose, cleansing our sins, making us white as snow. Dear friends, this passage concludes with an appeal for us to care for the most vulnerable in our community, the oppressed, widows, and orphans. Forgiveness is offered if we accept judgment. It compels us to reflect on the intricate relationship between temple worship, righteousness, and divine forgiveness. Two questions for reflection. One, how can we reevaluate our worship practices to ensure they are inclusive and meaningful to those who suffer or feel marginalized? In what ways can we, as a faith community, actively engage in social justice for the oppressed, following the divine call in Isaiah 1, verse 10 to 18? Our dear Father in heaven, we seek your guidance in re-evaluating our worship practices, ensuring they resonate with those who suffer. May we heed the divine call for justice, actively working to uplift the oppressed. Grant us the wisdom to hear your anger and the courage to change. We pray through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.